Well, hey there. Happy eating, happy drinking. Welcome to Valentine's weekend. Welcome to President's Day weekend. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. I'm David Craig. It's our weekly show about eating and drinking and a different kind of food talk show this week in that we have no guests coming in to the Bomarito Automotive Group studios. We have a couple of people we're going to talk to by phone. Bobby Dean is standing by. Also, a guest, we recorded the interview at the event venue. That's Jason Arnold. We'll talk to him about the Centennial Beer Festival in the second segment, and also tell you some cool new movies that are opening this weekend. And in the third segment, we'll talk to Dr. Mao from LA about his Secrets of Longevity cookbook. But right now, we have Bobby Dean on the line. Hey, Bobby, good morning, and welcome to Food Talk STL.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, David? It's great to be with you.
I am great, man, and I'm happy to have you here on Food Talk STL. I guess the first question would be, how's Mama?
Oh, man, Mama's really, really great. She has, you know, lots of she's recently was on People Magazine, and she, you know, she's out there everywhere. A lot of people know that she's lost about 40 pounds.
Wow.
Really, really great. Yeah, she looks beautiful, and she feels great. She's doing really well. She's in the middle of shooting. I have no idea what season this is for her. She's been on for a dozen years or so with the Food Network. But she's right in the middle of shooting right now, and I've just finished shooting a show with her yesterday. And just coming off a big book tour, and it's really great to be back in Savannah.
And by the way, we noticed that you went to Kansas City, but you didn't come to St. Louis. Should we take that personally?
Hey, that wasn't up to me.
I know.
And you know what? I have friends in St. Louis. I enjoy St. Louis a lot, so I was kind of disappointed that that wasn't on the trip.
Well, maybe next time. But back to your mama. I interviewed Paula. Oh, it was when the movie Elizabethtown was out, and she also had a new cookbook out, and she came to our radio station, and I'd never met her, and I'd seen her on TV just a handful of times, but my gosh, I was just totally and completely charmed. She's got so much personality.
Well, you know what she is, David, is she's genuine, and I think that comes through. You know, you can smell it when people aren't the real article, and my mom is. My mom is a very generous, very kind, gregarious, sweet person, and she's an open book, and she is exactly what you see is what you get. She's that type of person.
Well, now there was one thing that she asked us not to mention, and I'm going to tell it though now. She either got a Pepsi or a Diet Pepsi, and she didn't want us to mention that she was drinking Pepsi products, being from Georgia, you know, the home state of Coke. but I'm letting that out of the bag now after all these years.
My mom has always been a big Diet Pepsi fan, and Coke is out of Atlanta, so you know we're big supporters of Coca-Cola products and whatnot. But yeah, she kept that kind of under wraps. But you know what? She doesn't drink diet sodas anymore. She doesn't drink sweet tea anymore, which is a big deal for a Southerner because you know we're from the South, and sweet tea is something we sort of really love down here. But she's more of a water girl nowadays.
Well, and I'm from the South, too. I'm from Birmingham, and she reminded me, actually, of my grandmother. And then, you know, learning all about the way Paula cooked in those days was very similar to my grandmother, who, you know, would deep fry pretty much everything. Not butter beans, but, you know. Just about. Okay, Bobby Dean is on with us today on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. Okay, you have the TV show. It's on the Cooking Channel called Not My Mama's Meals. It's new on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock St. Louis time and then replayed during the week. And folks can get the schedule at cookingchanneltv.com for info. And you've also got the book. Now, do the recipes on the TV show, they don't correspond exactly between the TV show and the book, do they? Or do they?
No, but they go hand in hand. It's the same premise, which is, you know, about 12 years ago, I really began to, I didn't like the way I felt, honestly. And I was working really hard, and I was taking very good care of my business with my family, but I was neglecting my body, and I wanted to embrace exercise a little bit again, and I did, and when I did, it sort of just changed the way that I looked at food, and I began to want to take the traditional foods that I grew up with and sort of scale them back and turn them into something that I could cook and eat on a more regular basis, and that's what I'm doing on Not My Mama's Meals, and that's also what I've done with this new cookbook from Mama's Table to Mine.
Hey, Bobby Dean, tell me about shrimp and grits, because I'm, like I said, from the South, and I ate a lot of shrimp when I was a kid. I ate a lot of grits when I was a kid, but I don't actually think I saw them put together until maybe 15 years ago. And where did that, I mean, did you guys invent that? Where did that come from?
Oh, definitely not. That is a low country thing. We come from, it's sort of a nice mix of, you know, I'm born and raised in Albany, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Everyone in my family is. So we're from Southwest Georgia, and then we migrated over to coastal Georgia, over to Savannah. And we found out that there, particularly up in Charleston, they do, you know, they got high end grits up in Charleston. They've got stone ground grits up there. And of course, being on the coast, we've got access to big, beautiful, fresh shrimp. And they put it's a natural. They put the two together. You could do them with a white gravy, or you could do them with a red gravy, or you could do black peppered shrimp in the jacket with just butter. There are many different ways to do it. But the way that I scaled it back is, any Southerner knows when you cook grits, the way to do them and make them so delicious, because they're sort of a bland palate. Grits are a needy thing that they need for you to add to them.
Yes.
Cook them low and slow with lots of cream, lots of heavy cream, and lots of butter is what makes them good. But we left that out a little bit in this recipe. But no, we didn't invent it. It's just something that's delicious that lots of people on the coast in Georgia love.
But on your TV show, what you're doing, you're taking your mama's food, and it's traditional American general food. It's nothing too bizarre and off the wall. And you're just kind of dialing down the fat content and the calories. Is that it?
That's all it is. It's all really, I did not pull one rabbit out of the hat in this book. It's all very simple, elementary things. What I did was I looked at a lot of my old family recipes and a lot of just traditional recipes from the South, because if you go from Georgia to Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, South Carolina, you're going to find these recipes are very similar across the board. These are not just my mother's recipes. These are just traditional Southern recipes. And I looked at them and dissected them a little bit, and I found the major players in the recipes that were really laden with fat and calories. And I said, well, let me see how to either bring those amounts way, way down by just reducing the amount of whatever it may be, whether it's heavy cream or butter or mayonnaise, or maybe replacing them with other things. Like, I use a lot of Greek yogurt, something with lots of probiotics in it that help you with digestion. And if you hit three or four of the major culprits in a recipe and bring them back, you can make gigantic differences in the entire recipe. And that's what I did.
Hey, we're visiting with Bobby Dean on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. His TV show is Not My Mama's Meals. It's on The Cooking Channel, and you can get all the schedule at cookingchanneltv.com. Be sure to include the TV before the .com. And it's new every Wednesday night and then run several times during the week. Bobby, take us behind the scenes when you're doing the TV show. Do you bang out a whole bunch at a time? Is it one... Does it take a whole lot of time to do a show, or do you do it in about a half hour? How do you all do your show?
Well, I shoot my show in 13 at a time. So I'll be in New York. I've got an apartment in New York that we rent where we shoot the television show, and I'll be up there for 17 to 20 days at a time. My show is, we put a lot of work into it. It's very processy. My mother is involved in the show from, you know, via satellite from Savannah. And I go out and visit lots of people. I have people visit me in my apartment, and we cook together. And it takes, I'll shoot two a day, you know, like the kitchen segments. I can do two in a day easily. That's like an 8 to a 10 hour day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what is, you know what's the best part about it, David? This show is, it's very well received, and it's successful. And I'm smart enough to know that is not because of me. That is because of this really great production crew that I work with. They're very fun. They're a delightful group of people. The show is completely unscripted, and all we do is laugh. And generally what happens is I catch my breath and point at the producer and say, turn the camera on, and we just start going. And it's just nothing but fun.
Another reason people watch, you mentioned your mom as part of the TV show, but you guys, I think of you guys kind of like Joe Buck, the baseball broadcaster here in town, whose dad was a famous broadcaster, and it certainly helped Joe get his foot in the door, and Joe acknowledges that. And I have a couple of radio friends in town, similar situations. You know, they were the offspring of, one guy says he's a member of the Lucky Sperm Club. he's the offspring of a well-known St. Louis radio personality, and that helps you get started. But once you get your foot in the door, you still have to have some talent and some ability yourself, and you and your brother obviously do. So, you know, congratulations to you guys.
I appreciate that. That's a very generous thing to say. My mother is very talented. She's a very organic, very natural person. And when she began to experience some success, the first thing that she wanted to do was bring my brother and me in on it. Everything that she does is for our family. That is the truth. And yeah, she did lay the groundwork for us, and she showed me that you can do anything that you want. And I've got enough of my mother in me that I know that I can do television and follow in her footsteps. And she created the opportunity for me. But yeah, you do have to have it in you. You have to have a passion for it. You have to have a desire to do it. This is what I want to do. But the best part is that this show and the book and all of this about me is I don't have to tell one lie. I don't have to think back and say, what did I say to this person about this? Because this is a very true and natural look at me and my life and how I look and live and eat and cook and what I do. So I consider myself to be a very fortunate man, because we grew up very humbly and very meagerly. And so I think that my mother and my brother and I are all very happy to get opportunities. And when opportunities come along, we take them. And my mom has taught me to strike while the iron is hot, and I'm trying to strike right now.
Now, you have a great synergy with the book and the TV show. And I guess, you know, if people get the book, which is titled, by the way, From Mama's Table to Mine, Everybody's Favorite Comfort Foods at 350 Calories or Less by Bobby Dean. And it's $12.10 on Amazon. And, you know, people buy that book, and then they're going to want to watch your TV show and vice versa.
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, that is the point after all. But the reason that I feel good about it is because I think that what I'm doing, or at least I want what I'm doing, to be very helpful to people. I want it to be honest, and I want it to be helpful. The recipes that I do on my television show and what I've done in this book, are the criteria for them was I wanted them to be light, I wanted them to be easy to prepare, and I wanted them to be affordable. Because let's face it, in this day and time, people have to be frugal, they have to count their pennies, and unfortunately, some of the worst for you foods are the most easily accessible and the most inexpensive. And I would like to encourage people to get back into the kitchen with their families. If you're in the kitchen cooking with your children or with your brother or your sister or your mom or your dad, it encourages creativity, it encourages conversation, it encourages all good things. So I would like to get people back into the kitchen cooking together and give them recipes that are helpful for them and that they can feel good about feeding their family on a regular basis.
But let's say you're out on the road, Bobby Dean, and you're traveling and you get in the neighborhood of Savannah, Georgia. Do you have a restaurant offhand you might recommend?
Yeah, there are a few. You know, Savannah is like a lot of other cities. It's like St. Louis. It's like Chicago. It's like New York. It's loaded with lots of great restaurants. There is one off the top of my head called The Lady and Sons.
I've heard of that.
Fantastic. That is the one that my mother and my brother and I started in Savannah 25 years ago. I'm very proud of it. We have a great staff. We serve super traditional Southern food. I love for people to come down and enjoy it, because it's like, for instance, if I come to St. Louis, I want to go to the Hill and experience traditional Italian food, you know? Mm-hmm. And when people come to Savannah from different parts of the country, they want to experience this food that has stood the test of time. I mean, how many different regions of the country can you think of that you go to and say, I can't wait to experience their particular style of food? I think that Southerners really have a foothold on that. If you come to the South, you want to taste good fried chicken, you want collard greens, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato souffle, you want sweet tea and peach cobbler, cornbread, and these are the things that we serve at our restaurant.
Well, for St. Louis listeners who might be heading down to spring training or going to Disney World and over spring break or Daytona or on beyond, and they're driving down, say, through Atlanta, and they want to head over to Savannah, do you need a reservation to get into the Lady and Sons?
Well, you can make one, and it depends on the time of year. You know, Savannah is, let me tell you this about Savannah, it's beautiful. And we have about 400,000 or so people that live there, but we get 7 million visitors a year.
Woo.
So it would be a good idea to call in advance and make a reservation at our restaurant. We do take them, or you could walk up and Savannah's a beautiful town, and the The climate is nicer in the spring. It's nice to stand outside and wait and experience what's going on in Savannah. So either way, but you mentioned spring training. I've got to say this. Albert and D.D. Pujols are good friends of mine and my family. I love them. I don't know how y'all feel about him leaving St. Louis. I know it's very, very sad. But he is a good friend of mine, and I love him so much. And I just have to tell you that. I had to mention Albert and D.D. They're good friends of mine. The Pujols is there in St. Louis. He's got a great restaurant there, too.
I think there are still some people who have hard feelings, and then there are a bunch of us who, you know, he did what he wanted to do, and you know, good luck to him and the rest of his life. I do know that he maintains a residence in St. Louis, because I read that Wall Street Journal article about Phil Mickelson and the high state income taxes in California.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know what about Albert? He is. I admire who he is as a person more than I do his talents on the baseball field. He and Didi are super people that just really give to the community and do lots and lots of great things. So anytime that I'm speaking to somebody in St. Louis, I've got to say, even though he made a career choice that took him to Southern California, he is a super guy and he is a pillar of the community. I just got to say it.
Well, now you've done all these TV shows, Not My Mama's Meals, and I'm going to ask you, this is kind of a stupid, trite question here, but do you have a favorite among all the recipes, things that you've created for the TV show, and you thought, dang, this one really worked out good. We hit a home run on this one.
Well, you know what? Being a Southern guy, being a Georgia guy, I really like fried chicken. It's one of those things that I'd like to eat a whole lot more often than you really can.
Mm-hmm.
But I do an unfried baked chicken in that recipe that's got it's a really interesting, simple trick that you can do with chicken. You know, the major culprit in fried chicken is that skin.
Yep.
It's got a lot of fat in it.
Yep.
And when you deep fry it, it's doubly bad. So I removed the skin from the chicken, put it through an egg wash, and this is something that's really simple. Go to your local grocery store, your cereal aisle, and find unsweetened cornflakes. Put them in like a zipper bag and just pound them up until it gets really fine. Run your boneless, skinless chicken through an egg wash and then pat it through those cornflakes, and that'll give it a fake, sort of a faux crust on there, and then bake it in the oven in a cast iron skillet, and you can barely tell the difference.
It's kind of like the old shake and bake from way back when I was a kid.
It's very similar, but the unsweetened cornflakes are way better for you.
I'm sure.
In that shake and bake bag, I can guarantee you. It's a good way to add fiber, you know, without adding a lot of extra fat and calories.
Sure. Now, is that from the TV show or the book or both?
Both. It's just something I've been doing for a long time. I did it on the television show, and I also did it in the book. But being a coastal guy, I'm big on lots of seafood. I've got some crab cakes that are really, really good and light. I've got lots of fish dishes that are really good and really light. I do lots of turkey, you know, and my mom, one of my favorite things growing up, my mama used to do the most fantastic meatloafs. And I've got a light meatloaf that I did in the book that's really good, too.
It all sounds good, and you're making me hungry, which is, hey, that's one of the things.
Brother.
It's one of the things we try to do on this show here. Okay, Food Talk STL and Bobby Dean talking to us. And let me mention your stuff again, Not My Mama's Meals on TV on the Cooking Channel. You can get all the info at cookingchanneltv.com. New every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock St. Louis time. And the book From Mama's Table to Mine, Everybody's Favorite Comfort Foods at 350 calories or less. And anything else to plug there, Bobby?
That's all. I appreciate you taking your time to speak to me.
Oh, hey, thanks very much. You know, sometimes you talk to NASCAR drivers, and it's like, do you have anybody you'd like to mention? And they can go on for about 3 minutes and name all their sponsors.
No, I just want you to come to Savannah. You should come down to Savannah and see that beautiful city. It's fantastic.
Well, I haven't been there in nearly 30 years, so, yeah, it's we're due for a return visit. Hey, thanks very much for visiting, and thank you, Bobby Dean, for being on Food Talk with us, and have a happy day, man.
Thank you, brother. You too.
Okay, what a pleasant guy. Bobby Dean on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, coming through the facilities of the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios. In the next segment, we'll tell you about some new movies opening this weekend, including one very romantic movie for Valentine's Day lovers. And also, we'll tell you about the Centennial Beer Festival happening a week from today. Right now, a word for Fiala Food Restaurants, The Crossing in Clayton, and Achero in Maplewood. Both are among the Zagat top 10 restaurants in St. Louis. If you've never been, I suggest you add them to your list of restaurants to check out in 2013. I enjoy going to a Chero and getting the four-course tasting menu. Now, a woman who was a guest on our show last year, well-known in the St. Louis food community, said that the tasting menus at Jim Fiala's restaurants are the best dining bargains in town. You can go to a Chero, get the four-course tasting menu for $30. That gets you the super salad, a pasta, an entree, a dessert. Add maybe a bottle of wine or a Cortino. It's a spectacular evening. And by the way, the tasting menus are available 6 nights a week at Achero. That's in Maplewood. Then in downtown Clayton, The Crossing, where their tasting menus are priced at $32 and $45. Let's do the $32. You get a soup salad, then a second course. I like their crab cake. Third course, maybe the porchetta. Dessert course, creme brulee, the warm chocolate tart. Oh, yeah. Add a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or one of the reasonably priced wine flights. You've got a real bargain. Check them out at fialafood.com. That's FIALAfood.com. And really, if you've never been to The Crossing in Clayton or Achero in Maplewood, I recommend them. You're going to enjoy.